Hi everyone, it's Corrine here and Tere. Tere, are you there?
I am. It's been a little hectic getting our computers to work tonight for us. You know, like 30 minutes ago, we're like, "Oh, are we going to be able to get on?" So,
We're here now.
80% of anything has just shown up, right, Corrine?
That's right. But we're 100% here now, so it's all
Yeah.
good.
Just you and I and the gang, and the gang's all here. The Ascended Masters, the Angels, and a great group over there at BBS. So we're excited to be here.
That's
So,
right.
what are we talking about tonight? Can we
We have a
talk about
great show. Yeah, we've got a great show tonight scheduled. We're talking about, we all go through, stuff in our daily lives. And, we talk to our friends and our families and our psychics every day about, we get advice from them. And, it's kind of difficult because we're dealing with our own stuff and then we're getting advice from, other people. It's hard to determine what kind of guidance, what are our next steps? How do we know what guidance we should follow? If the guidance that we're receiving is good guidance or not. So we're going to talk about how to figure that out. And it's has to do with your emotional guidance system and where the guidance that you're receiving is resonating from within you. And we're going to talk about the archangels and ascended masters that are here to help us with following our highest truth.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm excited about that. I know you've got a great story to share with that about how to determine which is the best system or what is resonating with you. I know your sisters went through a few things, and share that story, would you? Because I think it's great, and a lot of people get a lot out of it, so it gives you an idea.
Well, it's kind of funny, we all go through our things in our daily lives and, we want to call our family members or our friends to kind of like vent to them about it. We want to tell them our stories and see what they have to say, right? So my sister is going through something at work where, it's kind of a challenging situation. She just started a new job and there's one of her coworkers is kind of giving her a hard time. And, he's been a little bit insecure. She just started and she's getting, she's an attorney and she's getting all of her boss basically gave all of his cases to her, because he sees that she's fully capable and is inviting her on trips and things like that and not inviting this other attorney. So he's feeling a little insecure and he's trying to bring her down. And he's made a couple of comments to her and the boss. And she's calling me about it. And she's saying she wants to vent. She's saying, this guy is such a jerk. I feel like I want to go into his office and I want to say this and that and this and that. And I want to do this and that. And I just want to like put him in his place, And, the advice that I'm giving her is, I'm speaking to her higher self and I'm saying to her, this is not, you've got to show that you're fully capable, you're professional, you know where he's coming from. As long as you know where he's coming from and he's, insecure and it's coming from a place of fear, you can just blow it off and you just let it go and, just continue to focus on your work and you don't get caught up in that kind of drama. It took her a long time. It took her about a day to realize, you know what? Yes, this advice is speaking to my higher self. It's a higher vibration, and this is the path that I do want to take. Originally I could have said to her, "Yeah, he's a jerk. You should walk in there, and you should say, to him, what are you doing? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to ruin? Are you trying to ruin my job?" And say all that stuff. But that would be speaking to her own ego. And that would be feeding her ego and feeding her own fears. She realized at first, that's what she wanted me to say. She wanted me to kind of feed her ego because she was caught up in the whole anger of the situation. And I kept pushing her higher self and saying, no, this is not where you want to go. And eventually she realized, you know what? Yeah, you're right. A lot of times, you may be calling your friends or your family members and they might be feeding your ego. They might be feeding your fears.
Right.
And you may go down that path because it feels good to you. You're like, yes, I am the victim. I am, I do have a right to feel this way. But then you got to catch yourself and think to yourself, you know what? Is this really, my highest truth? Is this really the vibration that I want to live my life at? Is this, really where I want to go? And there's different ways that you can determine that, because you kind of take a look at yourself and say, okay, where is this resonating within me, right? How does this make me
Right.
feel? Is this advice coming from a place of love and speaking to the love that resides within myself? Or is this speaking to at a lower vibration and the fear? And sometimes that's hard to determine, because you're like, yes, that feels good. I want to be angry. And this person's telling me I have a right to be angry and that's where I want to be. But it really isn't because you're just their fear is mirroring your own fear, and your higher self will kind of give you a call to action to kind of step out of that and really stretch a little bit and grow a little bit.
You're right. Hey, listen, we talk about emotional guidance system because the law of attraction says, and I believe this, is all about your angels, your higher self, talks to you through your emotions, and how does it resonate with you, like you were just saying. So people say, well, I don't have a connection with my angels. I don't have a connection with my higher self. Ask yourself, how do you feel when something happens? All right, you don't even have to look at the situation. Sometimes it's just about asking, how do you feel right now? And if it doesn't feel right, then you're out of alignment. You know what I mean? So then you can figure out what's going on from that perspective. Is it okay if I share this? Because I have you and I both are, you know, we do readings and we do coaching and we have a lot of things that we do and we have a lot of fun with people, and we work together a lot too as well. So I wasn't working with you this morning because you're on the West Coast, on the East Coast, so it's like 5:30
5 a.m. my time.
Yeah, I made the mistake of calling you that early too, by the way. Not cool. You're always so nice about it. But the one thing that this lady calls me and she says, I feel like he's cheating on me. Have you ever had a customer or client say that to you?
Mm-hmm,
Even your friends. It's like, where are you getting this from? Because, you know, I saw the guy really cares about her, loves her, or whatever. And she goes, I just feel it. And then I go, and then, you know, I heard an angel say, just ask her about her past relationship. So I asked her, and the answer I got was, yeah, he left me, and he cheated on me, and he left me. I was like, oy, okay. So a lot of times, you know, our emotions are talking to us from the past. And how you know the difference, and you and I were chatting about this a little bit ago, is when it comes from love, when the emotion resonates with you and it's coming from love, and you feel it, and you feel relief when you get that emotion, or you feel some sort of, and it might not be what you want to hear, but you feel it feels like it's compassionate and it's love. That's how you know that your emotions are, you know, your guides, your angels, your higher power, whoever you believe in, part of yourself, is talking to you and connecting with you. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Because they'll always speak to you from love and compassion. They will never speak to you to feed your ego or your fear. Absolutely. And that's how you can tell the difference. If a thought or feeling is contributing to fear and doubt, then it is not your emotional guidance system. It is not your true guidance from your higher self or from your angels that is speaking. It is your own fear and your own doubt. And like what you were saying with your client earlier, it could be something that's stemming from the past that they're bringing into the present that is not relevant.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, hey, we've got some callers on the line, and that's cool. And if you call in tonight, anybody that's listening, we'll tell you, yeah, we'll answer your questions, psychic questions, and we'll also let you know what angels are around you and ascended masters, if that feels comfortable to you, for anybody that calls. So who's our first caller?
We've got Kimberly from Florida.
Oh, hey,
hey, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Dylan.
She must have got tired of waiting.
Oh, Kim. Okay.
Yeah. Let's go to the next one. Kim, call back.
No, I'm here.
Okay. So our next caller is Lisa.
Hello.
From Florida.
Oh, okay. Another Floridian. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, this is Lisa.
How are you?
Hi, Lisa.
Oh, good. Thank you. How are you?
Really good. You got a question for us?
Yeah, I wanted to know when you guys see me getting another house and moving.
Another house and moving. When's your birthday?
April 3rd.
Okay. What year, if that's comfortable to say? We're all forever 21,
71.
Okay? 71? Okay. You want to go first, Kareem?
I got March really soon before you asked your question. I got March. March just came up. And it feels like March, although it seems like it's quite a ways away, but it feels like March. That is what is showing up right now. March. It feels like you're looking, and well, obviously you're probably looking, but it feels like there's two houses that you're going to be looking at. The second one is the one that's in March. The first one, it feels like.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear? Hello?
Can you hear?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us? Yeah, okay, good, good, good.
I can hear you. It just suddenly cut out.
Oh, okay. What I was saying, that it feels like March is when you'll be moving. It looks like you're looking at two properties. The second one is the one that you're going to be moving to. The first one, it feels like there's something, it feels like you like it. This is, it feels good. There's something that doesn't pan out with it, though. Something, maybe the escrow or something happens. The first one doesn't feel like it's actually the right fit, which is good because the second one is the perfect property for you. And that's the one that feels like it's coming in March. That one is absolutely perfect, and you'll be so happy that the first one didn't go through. It just feels like there's two properties. The first one, not exactly what you were looking for. The second one is, like, perfect, perfect. And it feels like March. I just keep getting March. Are you getting anything, Tari?
March is my birthday, okay? So be 21 again, okay, again. Lisa, let me tell you what I get. If you wait, look around now. But there, and you'll see houses that you really like. But if you can settle one with one in the winter time, going into January, February, March, that's probably the one for you. And it looks like if you wait up until those, you know, March. Let's go with March because I think it's a great month for you. The later you wait, instead of trying to get it this summer or in the next. You're going to have a much better deal, and I don't know why. Just the energy stronger with you then, like she was saying. And I'm not picking up the first house. I just feel like maybe because you're talking to us tonight that you just settle on one. But you may, and there may be two. But just remember, the second house is a better fit than the first house. So that's what I feel, and it's going to happen around the spring of the year. So great present for you. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Do you have anything else you want to add or ask?
No, there's nothing else I want to ask. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Well, you can look us up on Angel Coaches because we do a lot of stuff there, and a lot of it's free. I always like free. Free is fun. Okay, who have we got next?
We've got Linda from Philadelphia.
Okay. Hey, Linda.
Hi. Hello. Okay.
Brotherly love, right? That's cool. So every city, state has a theme. What's your question? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My question, yes. Yes. Well, there's a lot going on in my life, but I'm going to focus on one thing. It relates to the being in my lower or higher energy. You know, I think I go back and forth because I have a lot of anxiety about the subject, and reading my own thoughts and making sure I know that the guidance I'm getting is real and not my fear has been the big problem for me. And this is regarding my marriage at this point, and I feel that the guidance I'm getting from my own spirit guides is giving me information that is pretty damaging about my husband,
oh, wow.
And not to get into the details of that, but that it is to enable me to be able to make a move without regret or without guilt. Because that's a very hard thing. And I just wanted to get your read on that because, again, I keep asking, is this the real guidance or is this my fear or what is this? Are these thoughts that are coming to me, are they real? So just wanted to have a sense. And do you have a sense of whether or not I am actually going to be going out on my own soon? Because I feel that I am.
Corrine, I'm getting stuff right about right. Is it okay if I go first this time?
Sure.
What I feel for you, Linda, is that guilt is such a hard thing to live with. So as you progress, you get to live without the guilt. And when I was listening to you, it feels like there's a lot of relief with these messages. And there's a lot of non-judgment with you. It's just something you go, he can be how he wants to be, but it's time for me to leave. And so when you can have relief, non-judgment, come from a place of love, then you get the accurate information. So it does feel like your angels are connecting with you and chatting with you. And I say chatting because I think they're like friends, you know, and your guides are really with you. Mm-hmm. So that's what I feel. Listen, you know what? When I'm talking to you now, I feel like it's like a black jaguar. Did I say that right? Jaguar? Did I say that right? I never know how to say that. Yeah, jaguar. Okay. Cats with you. I recognize that myself because one of those is my animal totems. So go look that up because there's a message for you with that too as well. So, Yeah, and but you, yeah, it's your time, and it's going to happen. I'm going to tell you something. It's going to happen. It feels like this year, 2011. Okay, great year for, and not, you know, I mean, and not to say anything negative because that's not what we're about here. But don't feel sorry for your husband, because when you feel sorry for him, it contributes to his you know, his stuff, that negative energy, that, you know, you can create more negative energy. Just feel a lot of compassion for him. Big message for you there. Okay, so.
Okay, thank you.
Corrine, do you have anything else?
No, I was trying to tap into the energy of what your angels were saying, and looking at your own energy to see if that was guidance from fear or guidance from your angels. And I'm with what Taria said. It feels like it's coming from your angels because the energy feels very different, feels very smooth, feels very guided, feels very strong. And I was looking to see if the energy is not from within you. When you have guidance that's coming from within your own energy, it's just your own stuff and it's on the surface and it feels very staticky. This guidance is smooth and strong, is trying to give you strength. And so yes, and I'm with Tree on this one. It's about compassion right now, and your own inner strength to go through this process. And it does feel like by the end of this year, this will be
And I'm feeling that maybe it's my desire to bolt, like I want to run as fast as I can, and that's why I feel like it's going to happen tomorrow, but it may be longer than that is what you're saying, because I'm just having this sense it's going to happen like really soon, and I'm just going to bolt.
Then listen, that could happen too as well. And bolting is good. I like moving fast. But make sure before you do that, the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, and you've got some cool, you got a cool plan. Corrine and I are both real free spirit people. So we just kind of go with the flow. That's always good too. Yeah. So anyway, join us. We'll start a whole go with the flow group, right, Corrine?
But it feels like in the next 6 months, though, there's some things that need to kind of be developed and processed. Months, the energy just feels like it's strength is building within you, compassion. There's a process that needs to play out here. It feels like very firm for the next 6 months. So it could be that, you know, you're building a plan and all of that.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck, Linda. Take care. Thanks for calling.
You too. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got a lot of people.
Yeah, we do. We've got Lindsay from New Jersey next.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, Lindsay.
She called me earlier today, and I said, call in and talk to us about, she's got a great question. So anyway, it's wonderful.
Well, actually, it's two, but they're kind of quick. Corrine, I finally pulled three different angel cards about my job. I got Power of Abundance, Giving and Receiving, and Blessing in the Skies. I've been trying to ask my angels to send me a dream about this job if something's happening. I had two interviews this week. I wasn't that impressed with the companies. Their locations. It's not my dream job. And I was wondering if you felt it's still coming. And my other question was, my boyfriend said something about July 15th, and he said that he swore I had said that he had or dreamt it, that I was supposed that I was starting my job on July 15th. I had no idea it's a Friday, but I was wondering, was there any truth to that? Because usually he's pretty good when he dreams or when he really thinks.
Okay. July 15th feels very, really, really, really strong. There's something that's happening there. July 15th, there's a certain energy about, it feels like it's a job. It feels like, does it feel like it's one of these two jobs? You are going to get, at least one of these two jobs, because there's an energy around us. This one of the two jobs, really, really, really strong. I also feel that there's a third opportunity here. The first one of the two doesn't feel like it's quite a good fit, and I think you feel that too. The second one, there is a stronger possibility, and you will get it. You will absolutely get it. There's a third one that's coming down the way, and I can't seem to pin if that July 15 job is the third one or the second one.
That's the third one. The second interview I felt good about. It's just that it was part-time to start. I don't know what she's saying. It's a new place. They're just starting up. You know, I love the idea. I love the company that she's trying to build. But at the end of the day, you know, like everyone else, I have expenses. And I'm trying
something, to... Right. There's something that's going to happen next week. Someone is going to contact you. This is work-related. By the end of next week.
Do you think it's the second job I just interviewed, or it's a new job?
It feels like it's a second job. I think you're going to get it. This third job is coming up, too, as well. There's another opportunity. July 15th. It feels like there's a third one. The second one is very, very strong, though, too, but there's a third one that's coming up right after that. You have nothing to worry about here, Lindsay. You're gonna get whatever job. Yeah, I mean that's the ultimate message here, is that you have nothing to worry about. And I just pulled some cards for you, and I got the same. I got trustworthy guidance. Reward yourself. Shower of abundance.
Oh, nice.
The strong message here is that you have nothing to worry about. You will have whatever you want. I think you're going to get even all three of these jobs. One of them doesn't feel like it's the right fit for you. And
no,
I think you already know that.
Yeah.
I think you know that, because I feel your energy is not going to that job at all. But it almost feels like you're going to get all three of them. The second one feels stronger for you. There's a little bit more of an interest coming from you. There's a strong interest coming from them. And then there's a third one that's coming up, it feels like.
Have I interviewed with them before?
Yes, it feels like you have. It feels like you have. Doesn't feel like it's totally brand new. It feels like you have. There's a familiar energy with this. It could also, the familiarity that I'm picking up could also be the familiarity with the industry. You have probably interviewed in the same industry as them, or have some sense of familiarity with the company too as well. It doesn't seem like this is a job that's totally out of left field, that just kind of plops up. It feels like there's some kind of, you've either been looking on their website or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I think I know which one you're referring to. So I guess the main thing is to not stress, but maybe July 15th is my parents' move. Maybe that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's something coming up there.
There's something coming up there.
Lindsay, I talked to her earlier today. That's the reason I asked her to call in. Just remember what we chatted about a little bit ago. Just thank the universe, your angels, for your perfect job, your dream job. And thank them from abundance. When you're asking, ask from abundance and thank them from abundance, because it really makes a huge difference. You know what I mean? Which you're really learning, and you've learned some challenging lessons. But you have your job. That's what I told you today. And give me a call on Monday, and we'll chat about it more. Take care, my dear. Have a good weekend, okay?
Thank you guys so much. You guys have a great weekend, all right?
You too.
All right, guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I just love her. She's the best.
I know. She's so sweet. Okay, we've got some more callers on the line. We've got Evie from New York.
Oh, good. Hello. Hi, Evie.
Hi, Evie.
Hi, beautiful ladies. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your question?
I was upset this week because I found out that there was a bar set against me at work for per-session employment. So I took out Doreen Virtue's angel cards, and the first card said, take your time making this decision. The second one was, the person you're asking about is trustworthy. And the third card said, romance angels are helping you. Now, my question initially was I going to win this situation? And those are the three cards I received.
I feel like they're talking about two different situations there. Okay, first, the romance angels, I believe, is about your husband and you, and they're working with you guys. I'm sorry, Corrine, is it okay if I went?
Absolutely. Oh, no, go right ahead.
Okay, and repeat the situation again about what happened in your job, because your phone was a little...
Okay. I wanted to apply for per session work at work. And in speaking with a friend of mine, he said, he told me something and it resonated with me. So I called up and I found out that I had a bar, something against me. So the gentleman said, you know, you have to come and resolve that. I said, fine. So I came home. It was too late to call to go to the place. I came home and I drew and I asked, am I going to win this situation?
Oh, okay, okay, I got you.
Right.
Okay, here's what I feel.
However, you're right about them talking about two different things, because I've been thinking about my husband and myself and moving and him getting another job somewhere else. All right, that's okay. One. And the other one was, of course, the recent thing with my job.
I feel like you're going to win this situation. Let me explain. When you're talking to me and explain it, I saw an angel actually and heard an angel say, let her know that to resolve this, it will help her working with the people she's going to be working with. I don't know what that means because I don't know what you do. But it's like this, you needed to go through this challenge because it was to teach you how to, for your own lessons, but also where you can help people in the future. Okay. But yeah, you'll okay. resolve this. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I see. How about you, Corinne?
Yes. Yeah. I totally picked that up. It was blessing in disguise is what I heard in my head. Blessing in disguise. There's something that you're going to learn from this that will be of value to you, as to why you're going through this process and you feel like it's a challenge right now, but there's something that you're going to gain from this, but you're going to get through it fine. You're going to get through it fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. Thank you. And just one more thing. Is my husband going to get a stable job soon, or are we going to have to relocate back to Argentina? Because he doesn't seem to be finding anything that suits him.
Okay, Corinne, is it okay if I go? Because I've mm-hmm. got something really mm-hmm. strong. Mm-hmm. So I'm just jumping in here. I apologize about that. Here's what I feel, Evie. Those cards were for two different situations, the romance angels and also the cards for your husband. So right. your angels are talking to you through those, and I feel like he's going to get something. He's tired, mm-hmm. and you're yeah. tired, and whatever needs to happen is getting ready to happen. So so you don't worry, you guys will be able to stay. Okay. Mm-hmm. By the way, I don't know if flamenco, is that the Argentinian dance? Is that flamenco? Did I say
flamenco?
Flamenco.
Yeah.
Flamenco is from Spain.
Okay. Well, I just started learning it last night. Very tired. I know. I've done ballet and jazz, but this is like, wow, okay.
are you doing flamenco or Argentine tango?
Flamenco. So I was like, I've had a lot of dance background. So
the castanets.
Yes, yes, exactly. I was like, okay, we'll get those. Very sexy.
That's okay. Close enough.
All right. That's
it's funny. Basic.
Do you know what the names of the angels that are my supporting angels, guardian angels?
Yes, I see Archangel Michael with you. Uh-huh. I also see an Ascended Master with you too, as well. Let me look at that, Corinne. Do you see any guys with her? Because I'm going to.
I do. It's a female entity, Ascended Master, and I can't quite get her name. I'm asking her for her name. I'm getting like an L sounding name.
Okay.
And she has to do with what she's giving me the feeling of is a strength, something internal strength with love, a love foundation, internal strength. Yeah, it's like she's giving me like hope. She's sending me like all these like hope, love, foundation, and I cannot get her name. Starts with an L. It's and she's wearing white. Tari, are you tuning?
I'm not getting this one, but that's fine. It's like touching a horse. You're touching the mm-hmm. like the head, and I may be touching a leg. Here's who I see around you is Buddha, because he's all about enlightenment, and I know that you want to build a school, yeah. and he's Okay, he's with you too as well. I feel the female, but I'm not getting her name because Buddha's like, tell her I am with her and let her know, or not ask her. He says, he's asking me to tell you he's with you, okay?
I got it too. Sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
It's Lu Xing. It's Lu Xing. Lu Xing. And I was, for some reason, kind of confused by that. I was like, I got it now. Lu Xing, she's the one that helps with, I know she was giving me love and all that stuff, and I was kind of confused because Lu Xing is the one that helps with promotions, career. What else does she do? Like job interviews, like raises, things like that. And that's why I was confused because I was like, I heard Lu Xing, but she was giving me love, which I didn't associate her with. So she's probably called to your side to help you with this work situation and also with your husband, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's
an Buddhist
ascended master?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
She is. She's an ascended master.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. She's Asian. What's her origin? Because I feel her energy. Is she – you've got
Asian,
Buddha.
Asian, I think.
Yeah. So you got two Asians. You got Buddha and Lu Xing. Did I say that right?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much, ladies. I'll speak to you soon. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, she's such a beautiful soul. Okay, who we got next?
We've got two more. We've got Diane from Colorado.
Hello.
Diane from Colorado.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. What kind of question do you have?
You know what? I do have – this made me – I had a different question, but now I just thought of a question I have that I should have asked you when I talked to you earlier. The angel cards. When I ask, you know, sometimes when I do a reading for this man I'm in love with, and I'll say, show me how he views me or how does he see me. And two cards that I get a lot are – the Justice, Angel of Justice, and the Angel of Charity. What is the Angel of Charity all about? Am I charity to him, or does he think he's charity?
That's funny.
I wonder that.
Can I make a little share this with you? What I think is justice is that he's been not a very nice bad boy sometimes. So you're going to forgive him and give him charity and forgive him. No, I'm just teasing. That's not what it means.
I know. That's what I like to think.
Crazy.
I like that a lot.
I like a lot.
No, I'm not seeing that. It's and he doesn't. It's not charity in that sense. Not charity as in he sees you as charity. It's charity as in like truth, as in truth coming into his own truth and coming from a place of true love and correcting wrongdoings in the past. It's coming from a coming from a truth, not in the charity of like a charity case. No.
Yeah.
No.
And I'm a lot.
Yeah.
You know,
and I'm not feeling that from him. It's not like a feeling of he sees you in any kind of a weakness. I'm looking at that right now and there's no he is not it's actually he's coming from a really good place. He is seeing you there is no judgment. There's no judgment. There's something that he is. It almost feels as if there's. He is not the person he used to be. He does not see you as the person that you used to be. And there's no judgment. I'm not feeling any type of. There's sadness from the past that's there. There's a feeling of rebuilding of something. I think he's wanting to rebuild with you. There's a feeling of wanting to match whatever you are, you have given to him. A feeling of him wanting to rise to where you are at. I kind of feel his energy going up to meet you, meet you. I'm just getting, it's almost like he is seeing where you're at and wanting to,
Karina, I have to tell you something. This is so neat. If it's okay, I don't mean to interrupt, but Diane called me today and we were chatting about the same situation and I told her the same thing. Remember Diane? She says a few different words, but it's basically the same thing. He's showing up finally, you know, in the way that well, not fine. I shouldn't say it like that, but you know what I mean.
No, but
he's showing
true.
Up.
It's finally, yeah.
Oh.
He's finally
yeah.
showing his entire self.
Yeah, his higher self, and that's always good. I always think we all should have Buddha boyfriends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
I want a Buddha boyfriend.
I'm also getting the message to see him with love this time around, and not to put any of the past judgments upon him. Whatever you guys have gone through in the past, not to hold that against him, not to hold that against yourself either. And yeah. to see your relationship with through eyes of love is what I'm getting. I just heard see with love. So, it's natural to have expectations now this time around, right? To trust in what you are getting, and to see him with through eyes of love as well as yourself without judgment.
Hey, Corrine, Diane, I wanted to, because we got another caller, but Diane, tell everybody about your book and when it's going to be released, if that's okay.
My book is about my son. He was autistic, and he was a success. He went to college and everything, and he had like a schizophrenic type of an episode when he was 25, and he killed himself. And, of course, you know, I was devastated, but I had written a bunch of funny stories about him when he was younger. And I used to publish them in the Autism Society newsletters here. And I had collected them, intending on putting them into a book. And then when he killed himself, you know, I thought, oh, this isn't funny anymore. But on the prodding of a lot of people who know Mikey, I went ahead and I added onto the book and I added, you know, what happened. And I also added all the things that started happening right after he died. We started getting all kinds of signs, you know, and some of them were so blatant and some of them were just so bizarre. It was like you can't say this is a coincidence or this is just a weird, you know, thing. It was like it had to come from Mikey. And I put that on into the book, too. So it's kind of about his life, his death, and his life after death. And it's not a downer. It's more of a uplifting kind of a book. And it's called The Return of Mikey, and it will be out sometime like mid-July through Joshua Tree Publishing.
Oh, exciting. I cannot wait to read it. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited.
I know, I'm excited too, and she and I are getting ready to do a book together, Diane and I, okay. So we'll have to think of a great name for that one, okay?
I like the one you picked. I have that written down, what you put out the other day.
Yeah. Oh, good, okay, good.
That's it. you guys. I'll let the other callers get in here.
Take care. Bye, Diane.
All right. We've got Kimberly back on.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi, Kim.
I got disconnected. I kept saying hello, and nobody was there.
Oh, it's good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm good.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you called. Talk to us. What's your question?
Well, about Jeff. Where is he? If he's still facing me or if he's turned the other way. You know, I did see him last week. We saw each other from a crowded restaurant, and that was about it. You know, I didn't stay or anything. As soon as I saw him looking at me, I left.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, mm-hmm. Corrine, go ahead and answer her question. What do you feel? If it's okay, you go first.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling that he was, when he saw you, there was a little bit of wondering. What is this feeling I'm getting from him? It's like a feeling of wondering what you've been doing, wondering what you're going to do, wondering what you've been up to. There's still love for you. Mm-hmm. He's wondering. He's really wanting to know where you are at in your head right now. There's a wondering of where you are at. I don't know what that really means. He's just wondering where you're at now. Where are you at in your mind?
You mean like, am I around? Am I
no more
crazy,
like
or am I
no not crazy, but like kind of like are you in the same place? You showed that to him before.
Oh yeah, more than one. Well,
yeah, it's kind of like wondering if you're the same person, wondering if where you're at. I don't know. That's what I'm getting from him is kind of like wondering if you are the same person you used to be. Like I can't quite verbalize this, but it's like just wondering
Is it a negative thing or a positive thing?
No, I would say it's a positive, because it's good that he's wondering about you, because he could not be wondering at all about you, right? It's good that he's wondering, because he feels there's still love that's there. That's why. So when he saw you, it reminded him, you know, and he's kind of, I'm picking up on the thoughts that are going in his head at that connection point when you guys were looking at each other. And those are the thoughts that are in his head of like, I wonder if she's still the same person. I wonder if she's, where she's at inside her head, and wonder what, you know, it's basically just like, I wonder if she's the same person. I wonder where she's at. I do not feel any other woman around him. That woman's energy, the other woman from before, is still there. There's nothing that's going on, though. She, I think, is more interested in him than he is of her, because I feel her looking at him. He's not looking at her.
Okay.
She's still around, and I hate to say this, but it just kind of feels like she's the kind of woman that just likes attention from men. You know what I mean? Because she's got a lot of others around her, and he's just one of them. Her energy's, it's spread. She's also looking at him. She's got, among other men, he's not that interested in her. There's no heart connection that's there. There's no love. He's just wondering if you're the same person. He's wondering if you're the same person.
Karina, I have to tell you, yeah. I tell you this, if it's okay, I don't mean to interrupt, but I told her that they mirror each other, because she was wondering about him. He was wondering about her. He's also smoking and drinking a lot.
I'll tell you why he was smoking like you wouldn't believe, and I have a hard time, and I've always known that he smoked a cigarette or two when he drinks, but the ironic thing is, in my head, I could care less that he smokes, but his mother has lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, it's just, I don't know. I just noticed from the 15 mm-hmm. minutes when I saw him and I got out, because I didn't want to do anything crazy, I noticed he was smoking, you know. So the IMs are working.
That's good that you didn't do anything. Listen, no. When I got the smoking and the drinking, a lot of times, you know, we talked about this. It's like a dark night of the soul. That's when you get your biggest epiphany sometimes, Kim. And Karina and I have talked about that before. I know, you know, some people drink or smoke. Some people eat. Some people get depressed. It doesn't matter. But when you go through that, that's what it feels like that he's going through. And wondering about you. But your vibration is really high. I know you're doing a lot of work mm-hmm. on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going, you're mirroring him because he's wondering about you. You're wondering about him. I do not feel the girl, the girl in his energy, which I told you before. But I do think that he's going through a lot of stuff right now. And it's a dark, you know, Dylan Thomas, what is it? The Dark Night of the Soul, I think. Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And he has not attempted to reach out to me at all, Zippo.
Yeah, there's a process that he's going through, and I'm looking at the your spirit energy. He needs to go through this. So I promise you, Kim, this is a part of the process.
Okay.
Just
okay.
This.
Step.
Yeah, no. This is what is going. He needs to see you and all that, wonder about what you're going through. You now are growing, okay? And right now, I feel like he's kind of almost masked the things that he needs to look at. He will grow. He will look at those things eventually. Right now, he's just the drinking and the smoking and all that is just masking what he knows he needs to look at within himself. And you were a reminder of that. So
good.
This is a process. Mm-hmm.
That's what I told her, too. So,
yeah.
Kimberly, we get to come to the wedding. Okay, we love wedding cake, and we give great wedding presents, okay? So when that day comes, invite us.
Forget the presents. Let's just have cake.
Yeah, there you go. Extra piece. There you go.
Okay.
Thanks a
so
lot.
I take it when you're saying things like that he is coming back to me at some point.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's taking in okay. a while.
I still see the connection, and it's still there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Tori, yes, I got a message from Bill last night, and I did not respond to him, so you were right
good.
On there.
Oh, good, good, good. I'm glad, you know, because you deserve the best. You really do. You've worked on yourself a whole lot, Kim.
Yeah.
So
he just reached out and said, hey, how are you? Hope you're okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, good.
I just let it go.
There you go. We'll save all your loving for Jeff. That's always good.
That's right.
I'll let you go to the next person. I'll talk to you soon.
All right,
okay.
Take care.
Bye, Kim.
Bye.
Okay, we got another caller, I think.
We do. We've got Lynn from Fort Lauderdale.
Hello, Dr. Lafferty. How are you?
I'm not doing so well. My brother is in jail, and it's not good. And we're going to bail him out, and I wanted to see what you picked up, if he's going to get off from these charges and if I should fly out there.
Okay. Corrine, do you want to go first on this one? Because I'm picking up a lot of stuff, and so and I know her very well. So
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite hear you. You have a brother that's in jail, and you want to know if you should fly out to go see him or if he's going to get out. Was that your question?
Yeah, and he's going to get out on bail in 2 hours, and I need to know, should I go out? He's in California, I'm in Florida, and should I be with him, and what is this going to get resolved, because it's not good right now, what it's looking like.
I do feel like you are going to come out to California, because I feel your energy. I'm in California, and it feels like your energy is coming here. It feels like he needs you. Obviously he's feeling very desperate, very fearful. He needs you. He needs you. I know there's apprehension for you to go out there, because I can feel that from you. He needs you. He's almost like reaching out for you. It almost feels like, something is happening in 2 months. I'm not sure what that is. There's something in 2 months that's happening, and it doesn't feel negative. That's what I can tell you. Whatever it is happening in 2 months, it feels like it's not negative. It's not bringing the situation down further. It doesn't feel like that at all. It feels like there's, it could be litigation. It could be something that is moving the situation forward. It feels like he's going to have to go back to court, something like that. I think that's what it feels like. It feels like litigation, feels like court. Feels like 2 months, there's work, there's something. I don't feel him going back to jail. I'm trying to put his energy back to jail. It doesn't feel like he's going back there. It feels like a lot of work, a lot of litigation. There's something, 2 months from now to 2 months or in 2 months. I'm not quite sure what that is. Something in 2 months. I don't know if it's from here, for 2 months from now, or in 2 months, but I'm getting 2 months. It doesn't feel like he's going to go back to jail, though, Lynn. It doesn't. Okay. So I think that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Lynn, I got it. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Lynn. Let me tell you something. What I got. You know, the one thing I saw a friend of mine that had gotten arrested, and it looks like he's going through a lot of paperwork. You know what I mean? A tremendous amount of paperwork, and it's like a process. It feels like he's going. I see court dates more than one. I also see that there's going to be money that has to be paid out to get this resolved. I mean, I don't know what that means, or money. Oh, show me. Some other stuff. I don't feel him going back to jail, though, but it will get resolved. He'll get it resolved, okay? Do you understand? But there seems like there's a chunk of money going out. Maybe that's for the attorney. I'm not sure. Or maybe it's just for whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Well, yeah, we had to get an attorney in the bail. Yeah. He killed someone last night that was trying to break into his children's home.
Was it with a knife? It was with a knife? Is it a knife?
No, with a gun.
Oh, with a gun. Okay.
Okay, and you need to go out there, because I saw your. Mm-hmm. I only saw one niece, because I know they're a set of twins. I only saw one niece there that was, she was there, but she really needs you. I think it's Riley, so just to let you know. They both need you, but that one is extremely, she's having a hard time dealing with it. But yeah, go out there. I'm so sorry that you're going through this. You know, you call me if you need me, Corrine. We're here, but it looks like he'll get out of it. Okay, he'll get out of it. That's a tough one though, because my friend, it's so weird that you say that. My friend is actually in North Carolina and had the same thing happen, but I was like hoping it wasn't that, but it's a time thing. It took him time. Okay. Mm-hmm. So just to let you know. Anyway, good luck with that. And you call us if you need us. Call me. I'm around if you need anything. Okay.
Okay.
So, all right.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay.
No worries. Take care.
Bye. You too. Bye. Bye. Okay. We've got the last caller for the show, and it's Alfred from Colorado.
Okay.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hi, Alfred. How are you?
Hi, Alfred.
Good. You guys have a great show.
Oh, thank you so much. Anyway, what's your question?
Yeah, I just want to talk about how. Excuse me, sorry.
We put people to sleep all the time. No worries.
We should just hang up now.
Our meditation is working, Corinne.
We're spreading the peace. Too much peace.
Anyways, my question was about.
Hello. Okay, I think we lost him.
Jim plays his heart. He's sleeping.
I know. It's just our energy is just so peaceful to me. And we're just trying to sleep. I thought it would be the other way around, but I guess we're quite peaceful people.
Explains a lot about our dating life. What do you think? Alfred, if you call back, we'll take you. We've only got about 2 more minutes, though. Bless his heart. So we must work hard. Okay, so we've got about 2 minutes left. Couple things. Your angel card class, it's going to be going on in July, right?
Second week of July.
Okay, some of these people that you heard calling in, if anyone's listening, they took her angel card class, and she does it where anybody from anywhere in the country can take it. And you've gotten compliments. You can read about the testimonies. I am doing a future progression so you can see your life in the year, 5 years, 7 years. And it's a really cool way to view things. And also a mediumship class. I think I'm going to do that. And I know we've got Vicki Ford who's going to be doing a meditation class. So if you want to know how to meditate, she's great. So she's going to teach it. And it's all listed on angelcoaches.com. And as I said, anyone can take our classes because we do it in with the conference line, so anybody can listen in from anywhere. So, do you have anything you want to say?
No, that's it. Perfect. Oh, we should talk about the July 6th. July 6th.
Go ahead. You start. No. You go ahead. Start.
So. Oh, it's another free spiritual teleconference that we're holding on July 6th, where everybody can ask 2 free questions, and we're going to help you tune into your angels and the ascended masters, and we'll teach you how to connect with them and on the call. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's like a total energy group thing, and so everybody will love it. But so it's July 6th, and what time? Did we put a time out? I don't remember yet. So
We haven't put a time out, but it's going to be somewhere in the evening, so everybody can join after dinner sometime, I think.
After dinner, after work, and after you put the little kids to bed.
So. Right. But we'll put that on the website on angelcoaches.com, and you can absolutely sign up, and then we'll email you with the teleconference number and the details. So.
Yeah, sounds fun. So angelcoaches.com, they get all the information. And thanks to everybody for listening tonight. We had a great time. So take care, everybody.
Have a good night.